KQ4CBA Mobile.
4CBA KQ4LOO, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just lovely. Pulled up to the sports club and I got about 45 minutes for playing my second match today.
Tennis, don't you?
No, six times a week if nothing interferes.
Pool player myself. I happened to lose my match last night, but I did score some points.
I think the last time I talked to you, you were going to some kind of tournament or something in Piedmont or somewhere like that. That's something I've always enjoyed doing. I'm just not very good at it, but it's still fun.
I'm trying to improve my game myself. I've got some of the best players in the league that are willing to teach me, and I'm willing to listen. And they're like, when I first asked them about it, like, I'm not going to teach you unless you're going to listen. And so I listened to them, and last night I happened to be playing one of my teacher's teams, his team.
Teacher's teams. Well, yep. I'm sure that was a challenge. Might have been a little intimidating. At least it would be for me.
I just implemented the things that he's taught me so far, and he put one of his higher ranked opponents, his higher level opponents against me last night, and I actually took him to the wire. So I'm pretty sure he was sitting back and watching. He's like, okay, but I just missed crucial shots at the wrong time, and that's what cost me my match.
Thing in tennis, shots at the the wrong time. So yep. I can pull defeat right out of the jaws of victory.
I can too. And other times I pull victory out of the jaws of defeat. But he put one of his higher level players against me, and I guess he wanted to see where I was at, because he was watching. I know Dagon Will was watching me, because the first practice game that both of us played were against each other, and I took him to the limit. So he's like, okay.
That's pretty good. I certainly wouldn't want to play against you, for sure. It'd probably be a short game. Probably the worst trouble you'd have would be knocking the balls in, trying to hit yours around mine.
I'm still trying to get better, but I kind of killed myself on one of them, because I was literally trying to skate one by the eight ball, and I accidentally made it instead. And the eight ball would be my next shot. But I literally tried to skate it right past it, and I actually ended up, boom, there went the eight ball. I'm like, dang. So I kind of beat myself on that one game. I would have won that match if it had not been for that.
Yes, I'll tell you. Well, you have a, I assume you're mobile. Do you have what kind of rig do you have at the house? Or do you have a rig at the house?
I got one just in my vehicle only, and I got quite a few HTs, but I've got the ICOM 2730B in my vehicle.
Well, I don't know. I've got a 2730. I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, something like that. I wanted it mainly because it had the detachable face on it, and it fits perfectly in a compartment here on the Forerunner right in the middle, and then the rest of the radio is up under the seat, and I was able to run the wire so it's hidden, and run it through the center console and then antenna through the headliner, and then I came down to the floor, I think, in my B pillar here in the car, and then, you know, I had plenty of antenna cable. These are real thin, skinny stuff now, but it seems to work as good as the old RG58U, so I'm glad. It's a lot easier to you know, fish through there.
Alpha version. I've got the Bravo, which came out like, I think it's like 6 months before I bought it, if I'm not mistaken. But as far as mine is concerned, I literally got mine running up through my doors, believe it or not. The power's going underneath, of course, the dash, and then it's in the door jamb because I didn't have a hole, and I wasn't willing to drill another hole and try to find a corresponding grommet to go with it. So I just ran through the door and through the hole that was in between my hood area and the door itself. I found a nice big hole, so I found that. And as far as my antenna is concerned, it's literally going just over my rear door. But I prefer to have the whole unit exposed, because, I mean, it kind of looked weird. To me, it did anyway. But so I just mounted it to my drop-down ashtray on my Suburban.
Sounds good. Did you run your power all the way to the battery? You were getting out to check. Just kidding. KB4CBA. Well, and how long have you been in amateur radio? I may have asked you that already.
Louis, I was not getting out to check. I was getting out to try to answer nature's call. But I've been in amateur radio probably about a year and a half, going on 2 years, I think. I can't remember for sure.
Can't you beat by a year or two? I've got my ticket in 1982, and back then you had to get a novice ticket, and you had to learn code, 5 words a minute code. So that's what it did, and then they offered a thing called Tech Plus, and I took that and got my Tech Plus license so I could get on 2 meters, and bought me a 2 meter rig, and bought it from a local ham here in Greenville. That at the time, this was a long time ago, we had the Ham Fest at the fairgrounds over there on White Horse Road, and it was really neat. Really a neat place, neat setup and everything. And so I bought the radio, and then I bought, of course, I had to get an antenna, mobile antenna and everything. But anyway, so I was on 2 meters for a good many years, and I didn't get on HF really seriously until the last 5 years or so.
Before LOL, roger that. My mom and dad, back in the late 70s, early 80s, they were amateur radio operators, and I can vaguely remember, I mean vaguely, but still, I remember it was still a giant tower in the backyard, considered in relation to the size of our house. I mean, we didn't have a small house, but it was still good size. But that tower kind of went up quite a bit above. So we had a like I said, it's in my family. Put it that way.
He did take me to an amateur radio guy that he evidently knew him through banking. He was back in the day, he was head of the bookkeeping department in People's National Bank on West Washington Street downtown. And anyway, his name was Hall, Mr. Hall. That's all I remember. I remember his call sign. But anyway, I'm sure he's been a silent key for many years. But he let me talk on his rig, and I have no idea who I was talking to, where I was talking. You know, it could have been the U.S., it could have been another country. He had a huge setup. I mean, just big old setup of equipment. So, and I don't know what kind of antenna. I think it was nighttime, so I couldn't see, you know, what he had up in the house or the backyard or whatever. But I used to have a tower about 2-3 houses ago, but I'm in a HOA now. They kind of frown upon that.
Got kind of a semi-tall tree in your backyard. You might get away with putting like at least a quarter wave ground plane in the back.
EBA, yeah, I had a, I had 4 trees in a row, and they were about the same height, and I had a Carolina Wyndham up there, and it did great, really did. But 3 out of the 4 trees were sweet gum, and they leave those prickly balls, and it's on a downhill slope, and I was just busting my rear end all the time, cutting grass, even just walking, you know, in the backyard there. And we have a deck out there, so they accumulated, because the deck made a T-shape and had steps going down the sides on either side, so those sweet gum balls would all, you know, not all of them, but a bunch of them would gather in that corner where the stairs came down on each side, and we'd have people come, you know, pick them up, and in a week it didn't look like they'd done anything. So finally had to have them cut down. So now I've got a vertical, and I'm running some radials, and it's getting better. It's finally, I think it was a decent investment. I mean, you know, for vertical, you can't expect as much out of it as the Wyndham, that's for sure.
I still remember my mom's call sign, too, and I've been talking about this for a minute, but I think I'm going to, whenever I can finally get my truck squared away, I'm just going to go ahead and do it and just change my call sign to hers. It's from way back when. It is available, I've checked. So if I can finally, like I said, just get my truck squared away, I've got to spend quite a bit of money on it. But if I could do that, I'll just go ahead and change my call sign. So I guess I'll have to use my previous call sign and then call out that I'm currently this one. Well, I'm now this call sign. Is that the way that's supposed to work?
You have to use the one you're given until you get another one. But you can change your call signs. I think they call it a vanity call sign or whatever. But I believe, I might be wrong about this, but I believe you can do it online, but maybe not. I don't know. They still may make you fill out a form or something. I've never done it, so I figure if I ever get my extra license, I'll I'll change my call then. I'd like to have, you know, fewer digits, because I have a 2x3 now, so call, and it's long, and you know, people get it wrong all the time. They mistaken the B for a P, Bravo, not Papa, and so I get a lot of Charlie Papa Alphas instead of Charlie Bravo Alpha from my suffix, but that's okay. I mean, you know, it doesn't bother me. It's, you know, the only time that happens is when I'm, you know, talking on the radio. If I'm doing FT8 or something, you know, you don't have a problem with that.
I'm familiar with what I'm supposed to do as far as changing my call sign. I was asking about the protocol after you change it. Do you have to use your previous call sign and let everybody know you have changed your to a vanity sign or what?
So you use your new call sign, and you could tell people, you know, I was formerly this, and give them your old call sign if you want to. But now my call sign is this. So I know a couple people that have done that, and they, you know, they kind of throw you off. You recognize the voice, but you don't recognize the call. And I was like, well, I know who that is, but that's not their call. And, you know, come to find out they changed it.
So I'm still thinking if and when I actually do it, well, it's going to be the when part, not the if part. But I'll just go ahead and say my current call sign, KQ4LOO, and then I'll get my updated one right behind it.
Your call sign now is Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Lima, is that correct?
Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar.
So I got your suffix wrong. Lima Oscar Oscar LOO. Okay, so you're a Lou, not a. Like LOL would be like laugh out loud, you know, kind of abbreviation. I have to run. Tell me your name again.
To remind me of yours, I remember your call sign. Actually, I've got it written down, but it's hidden behind quite a few other call signs, so I don't feel like looking for it. But this is Tau, Tango Alpha Lima.
Well, I'll try to remember that. My name's David, and good old biblical name, and so anyway, but I guess I better run. I've got about 20 minutes, but I've got some things to do inside before I go out in the court, and but anyway, looking forward to a good match tonight. I didn't play well at all this morning, so I shouldn't feel good. I don't think I slept good this morning. I mean, last night, but I went home and took a nap. I feel a lot better, so ate something, and so now I'm ready to play. But anyway, I'll clear out of here after your final. Let's see here. KQ4LOO. This is KB4CBA. Clear after your final.
Before you get off, I wanted to let you know, here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have the opportunity to meet someone I've waited my entire life for, my sister. 51 years, I've never met my sister, and she's coming over here in this direction, and she's going to be about an hour away up north near Patrick's area, for that matter. So I'm going to be extremely happy about that. So I'm going to go see her in a couple weeks here. But anyway, I'm going to go KQ4LOO, and I am clear also.
Oh, well, that sounds great. You're going to have to tell me more about that. I have questions. But anyway, I got to run now. KB4CBA.
4 Lima, Goulet Golf, clear.